Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the halachas of boina, of building on Shabbos. The following shaila is a very negayedig shaila. A lot of us have swing sets in our backyard, and the swings, they could be raised or lowered. They're hanging by a chain to a little hook on top of the swing. And let's say on Shabbos, you know, the little children want to play, and they want to now lower the swing, so one of the younger children go on the swing, or the opposite, one of the bigger children want to play on the swing, they want to higher it. Is it mutter to take it off the hook and then replace it on a different level on Shabbos? Is that a problem of binyan? And the halacha is that that is a problem of binyan. Even though it's made to come on and off, that's the way you change it from higher or lower. But that's not a derech hashtamshus. The derech you use swings is by swinging on it. The way you set it up is by changing it. And you're not allowed to change it on Shabbos, because since the whole swing set is a structure that's sitting attached to the ground. It's sitting on the ground. It's munach there. It stays there, stationary there. When I add the swing to that hook, I'm adding to that binyan, and it's a problem on Shabbos to do that on Shabbos. So if someone wants to make the swing a little higher, there is a etzer. Leave it attached and just put the higher hook on top of that, but leave it attached all the time. As long as you don't take it off, it's not a problem. But once you remove that swing from the hook to replace it, that will be a problem of binyan on Shabbos. Now, what about a swing that's in the house? A lot of times, you have a baby swing, or sometimes it's a thing that the baby jumps in, and you want to put it on top of the door on Shabbos, to take it off on Shabbos. That is mutter to put on and off on Shabbos. That's the way it's used. It's the way it's used is, you put it up there on Shabbos, and then you jump, you take it off. It's not there to stay. It's not there to stay, and therefore, the Svarim say that's not a problem to put on and off that swing that you put on top of a door on Shabbos. Now, what about a mezuzah that falls off on Shabbos? A mezuzah falls off on Shabbos. You want a mezuzah hanging in your house. You want a mezuzah. You let it put it back up on Shabbos. So the halacha is that you now put that back up on Shabbos, even though it's not going to be stuck to the wall so strongly. It's still also to do that on Shabbos. What about if the mezuzah holder stays on the door, but the mezuzah itself, the klaf itself, fell out? What's the halacha? Is it mutter to replace that on Shabbos? So the halacha is, roif poiskim hold, I cannot replace that mezuzah into the holder on Shabbos. That's not the mutter to do, because it's a problem of boina. So that means, bottom line is, mezuzah falls on Shabbos, so the halacha is that you should not put it back on Shabbos. It's a bazillion of kiss the kodesh on the floor. You can move it somewhere in a safe place and leave it there, but you should not hang it back up onto the door, because that's an isser of boina on Shabbos. And even if the klaf falls out, to put the klaf back into the case on Shabbos, that's also usur on Shabbos. Now, what about when it comes to windows? Some of the windows have this little mechanism that it opens and closes the window. It's like a little elbow that you can put onto the window, take it off. And shaila is, are you allowed to put that onto the window on Shabbos or to open the window on Shabbos? So the halacha is that if each window has its own dedicated opener and you want to put on that window, even if you're not screwing it in, it's Shabbos. It's also on Shabbos, because that's boina. I'm putting it part of the window on Shabbos, and that's a problem. But if your derech is, you don't have enough of those little openers, and you move from window to window as you open it, so then the halacha will be, that's mutter, because it's never made to stay there, and it's like a key, and therefore will be mutter. That's what it says in Sefer Kovetz Halachas. And lastly, a baseboard heater that has a baseboard that has a little cover, and it fell off on Shabbos, it's also to replace that on Shabbos because of boina.